Welcome back to Leaders Recon. If you've ever wanted to know how to go to Harvard on the Army's dime, then you'll be interested in today's episode on the Harvard Strategist Program, where we brought the first National Guard graduate, Captain Wilson, with us. Thank you and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So obviously we hear Harvard, prestigious education institution, there's an Army program for it. Can you tell us what is the Harvard Strategist Program?
So the Harvard Strategist Program is one of two entryways into functional area 59, strategist. So the Army has for a long time sent people to Harvard, and they do a whole application process, and they do a board, and they select four people every year to go to Harvard. And they pay for people to go to the Kennedy School to get the mid-career master's in public administration degree. And after they do that, then they go to work at the HQDA at the Pentagon, G357. Okay. And they become a strategist after that. So
so the program has been around for a while.
The program has been around for a while, yep. But it's only recently been with the Army Guard.
Okay. And you're the first?
I'm the first.
Your first graduate through the whole program, right? So can you give me an overview of, like, what does that timeline look like? I guess Is the master's just a one-year program? Like, kind of what is the overview of that program look like?
So it's a long process because the application starts, it goes out on the Broadening Opportunity Catalog each summer. So it just went out a couple weeks ago in July. The application window goes from the time the Broadening Opportunity Catalog is published through April 15th of the following year.
Okay.
So right now we're just beginning the applications process for the following year. And we actually just closed the board for last year's.
Oh, wow.
I guess it would be this year's. All the years run together. So the way it works is you apply in April.
Okay.
And then all of those packets go to somebody over at HQDA. And they put them all together. And they put together a board. Then they send all the packets out to the board members. The board members review the packets over the summer. And then send the results back. And those results are published in early September. So from April to September, you're kind of wondering what's going to happen with your life. And actually, we just finished the results today. I sent them up this morning.
Oh, wow.
Back to HQDA.
So you were on the board this year, then?
I was on the board this year.
Okay. So what did that timeline look like for you? You started, what year was that you first applied to the program?
So it was during COVID, so 2020. I was working at the Oregon G3 as a collective training officer.
Okay.
And COVID hit and pretty much shut everything down. And I happened to come across my desk the announcement for the Harvard Strategist Program. I sent it to my wife, said, hey, you want to go to Harvard? She's like, yeah, that would be fun. So on a whim, I applied. And I guess they must not have had too many applicants that year because they took me. But
On that note, how many people do they take per year?
So for the Army Guard, it's one primary and one alternate.
So one applicant per year.
One applicant per year.
Okay.
Yep.
And so then you got picked up and then you went to Harvard that next spring, is it?
Yeah, so I applied in April of 2020.
Okay.
Found out in early September of 2020 that I had been accepted into the program.
Okay.
And then because there's no guarantee that you're going to get into Harvard, you still have to go through the regular application process with everybody else. So you find out in September, and then October and November, you go through this excruciating process of applying to Harvard. And one of the secrets of Harvard is that it's really not that hard. I mean, it's a prestigious school, but they weed out everybody at the door. Only, you know, a very small percentage gets in. And so that's where it's really, really rigorous is to get in. Once you get there, it's certainly not easy, but I didn't find it to be significantly more difficult than my first master's degree.
Okay.
So you go through the process in October and November of building your application. And you don't do this on your own. They assign you a mentor. So someone who's been through the program, someone who recently graduated from Harvard will sit with you and will help you build your application. It's, I believe now, 8 essays. I think it was 7 when I went through.
Oh, wow.
Each of those essays are very, very short. And then you have a resume as well. And that's the core of your application or the essays. And in those essays, you have to develop a narrative of yourself, something that's both true to yourself and that will appeal to the values of the Harvard Kennedy School. And so your mentor will help you build a really, really good application packet. And that's an excruciating process because you think you're a good writer until your mentor gets a hold of your stuff and it comes back and it's like, this is trash, start over. I'm like, so it was a real self-esteem blow at first. And then I went through it. So the applications are due in December 1st. Okay. And you don't find out till March. So I found out in March that I got in, and I was totally surprised because I didn't think I was actually going to get into Harvard. But I did, and that was a tremendous experience, significant emotional event for me.
Okay. So then you got into Harvard.
Got into Harvard in March.
March. And then did you start that fall semester then?
So it's actually the summer. You start in the summer program.
Okay.
Because it's a mid-career program, they give you basically credit for your life experience up to there. So you have to have at least 10 years of professional experience in order to even apply.
Okay.
Because it's a mid-career program. The normal MPA that they have there is 2 years. The mid-career is 1 year. So it's a one-year program, 32 credits, 8 classes, essentially. But they do a summer program in July before you start because everybody's been out of school for 10-plus years. You have some people that are coming back after a full career. So the summer program is designed to help you get back into the groove of school and studying and writing and, you know, doing math.
The fundamentals, yeah.
There's a lot of quantitative refresher that most of us have to go through because we don't do a whole lot of math.
Yeah,
in our real
jobs. Imagine that. So you did that. So you do that. It's a year-long program. And then what happens?
So the summer program is July. You start around Labor Day. You start the first semester. You finish in May. So it's a one-year program.
Okay.
And then after May, then you go on, after graduation in May, you go on to your next position, which for the Army Guard FA-59s is right here at the Guard Bureau in the G5 downstairs.
Okay. So then you come in and then you have a utilization tour, I'm assuming, that's so...
Yeah, so according to regs, there's a utilization tour of 3 times the length of your civilian schooling. So the official utilization tour is 3 years.
Okay.
But as I said, this is one of two pathways to transition to functional Area 59 and become a strategist. So the goal is to transition to Title 10 AGR and spend the rest of your career as a strategist. So there is a 3-year utilization tour. That's the minimum. But what we're really looking for is people who can come here and make a career out of being a strategist.
Yeah, which, I mean, makes sense. They're going to invest the time and energy into doing that. With that being said, like, who's eligible to go into this program?
So there's a small window of kind of a sweet spot for bringing people on, first of all, as strategists, and an even smaller window for the Harvard Strategist Program.
Okay.
To become a strategist, we need you to come in early enough in your career that you still have plenty of time left to develop as a strategist, because you'll need 2 or 3 developmental positions as a major, 2 or 3 more as a lieutenant colonel, and then really as a senior lieutenant colonel and colonel, then you're going to have the ability to make that impact. So you need to have enough time left in your career to do that. So we want you to be at least, at most, I guess, a mid-grade to senior major. But you also have to have been in the Army long enough to understand the tactical and operational levels.
So you're a captain, obviously, when you went through the program, but you're saying the program's targeted towards majors, or are warrant officers allowed to come in? Like, what's the, I guess, can you give me the left and right limits?
Yep. So for Functional Area 59, senior captains and junior majors is what we're looking for.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not, functional areas are not for warrant officers. Functional areas are basically the officer version of warrant officer land. So you leave your basic branch and you become a functional area officer, and that is what you do for the rest of your career.
And then assuming then enlisted soldiers, there's no opportunity. Okay. So it's for officers, and you're saying for the Harvard Strategies Program, senior captains to mid-grade majors, is that what you said? Okay.
So for strategists, we're looking for senior captains to mid-grade majors.
Okay.
For Harvard applications, you have to be a senior captain to a junior major. You can't have more than 24 months time in grade when you start at Harvard.
When you start at Harvard, which you said is almost 18 months after you apply, right?
Right.
Because you're April 2 and you're not starting until next summer. So
if you want to apply as a major, you have to be within about 6 months of pinning.
Okay. So basically senior captains. I'm assuming like post command, KD complete captains. Okay. So KD complete captains to brand new majors, basically applying to the strategist program. You've got You've got a year there at Harvard. Then you're saying 3-year minimum utilization tour at the Army National Guard headquarters here. And then the intent of the program is that you transition, continue on doing strategist work for the rest of your career. Is that understood? Okay.
That is correct.
So you've talked a lot about strategists and strategy. What does it mean to be an Army strategist? Like, what does that look like day to day?
So that's an excellent question. And I don't know that there's a good, solid answer because the job is so varied. A strategist is a staff officer that essentially helps to guide the strategic leaders, the senior leaders, the generals. Here in the Army Guard, we work with the director, the deputy director, the chief of staff, the assistant directors, and their 06 primaries. The way I kind of look at it is the director wants something, but he doesn't necessarily know how to articulate what it is that he wants. And so it's our job to help him figure out what it is that he wants, and then to help him communicate that to the organization. So as an example, in a senior leaders meeting that he had about a year and a half ago, he made a comment about an experience that he had had with, I believe it was a lieutenant colonel in a state somewhere. And then he made an offhand comment about something that he had thought, one of his reflections on this experience. And my boss, who was sitting along the wall, keyed in on that and said, that's really important. And so we sat around and we talked about it, trying to figure out what did the director really mean? And in a series of conversations with senior leaders, with him, it turned into the Darn Paper Initiative series, the Darn being the director of the Army National Guard.
Okay.
Modeled on the chief of staff papers that were published a couple years ago. So we just published paper number 2. Paper number 1 came out in February. We're beginning work on paper number 3 now. But those are high-level strategic documents to help the director communicate his strategic vision to the entire organization.
Sure.
So one of the things that we do are help the director write his strategic documents like these Darn papers.
So then, kind of bringing that back around full circle, some of the stuff that we're doing, for instance, in this Darn paper, did the skills and stuff that you learned at Harvard as part of this Harvard Strategist program set you up for success in doing what you're doing today?
So sure. I mean, a strategist does a lot of thinking and a lot of writing. That's really our wheelhouse. What we do is we think and we write and we write and we think and we talk about it with other people, with other strategists. We do a lot of collaborative work. We think and we talk and we talk and we think and we write and we write and we write. And that's a lot of what Harvard is. That's basically the Kennedy School right there. The classes are all to teach you how to think. Oh, they assume that you already know how to think, but to help you improve your thinking, improve your communication, improve your writing, and then work together as a team. And that's exactly what we do as strategists.
So what was that like for you when you showed up to Harvard? Like, what was your cohort like? How can you give us a little bit of insight to your Harvard experience?
Yeah, so the mid-career program is pretty unique because you have to have at least 10 years of professional work experience before you can go. So it wasn't like basic training when I was, you know, in my 30s and my bunkmate was 17 and I was there with a bunch of children, it felt like. Going to Harvard, I felt like I was with peers.
Okay.
Because everybody there had been around the block. They had been working for a long time. And by peers, I mean people my age group. There's some pretty significant people there who have had some very high-level contributions in their fields. So it's actually pretty intimidating to be there with some really important people.
Yeah.
We had one guy who was a senator from Colombia in South America. And we had a whole bunch of other people who were, you know, very high level in their organization, some high level government leaders. So it was kind of intimidating to be there with some really, really smart people. But they reassure you that everybody has imposter syndrome. So don't worry about it. You belong here. So just do your best.
That's got to be interesting. So what is that first year day to day like? Is it just like your typical college curriculum, or because it's that mid-career program, are there any unique facets to it that might be unknown?
So the mid-career program at Harvard is pretty cool. You basically take whatever classes you want. So there are 3 different cores that you have to take, one class in each of these 3 areas. But they're so broad that whatever you take is going to fall into one of those 3. So effectively, you can take whatever you want. And so it's really what interests you. What do you think is going to be helpful for your future? And it's just a lot of fun.
So what was it really, you know, talking about getting back into the program, you talked a lot about writing at the beginning of the interview here, but you know, what were the skills that you developed earlier in your career that think that set you up for success when you started trying to apply to this program?
So I think the most important skills here again are the ability to think and write. My first master's degree was in theoretical psychology, which it was in mental health counseling, but my mentor that I worked with in the program was a theoretical psychologist. And so we did a lot of critical thinking about the field of psychology, and then those critical thinking skills translated into everything else that I did. So the ability to think critically, to think outside the box, and then to write and communicate those things to other people. I think that's probably the most important thing.
Okay. And then what do you think the skills that you have now have made you successful as a FA59 strategist?
So yeah, here again, it's more of the same. You develop that early in your career. It helps you get into Harvard, develop it more at Harvard. And then when you come back from Harvard, you go to what's called BSAP, the Basic Strategic Arts Program.
Okay.
And that is effectively the master's degree that the War College gives to the lieutenant colonels, condensed into 14 weeks.
Okay.
But it's more thinking and writing and writing and thinking and lots and lots and lots of reading.
Was that a fairly easy transition for you after having gone through the Harvard curriculum, or did you still feel like it was fairly intense?
I felt like it was still fairly intense, and I think that's the purpose. But those who go to Harvard tend, it's not always everyone's experience, it wasn't mine, but people who go to Harvard tend to have a little bit easier time at BSAP simply because they're used to a high level of rigor in their academic pursuits.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? So you're coming to the end of your official utilization tour, right? You're transitioning to become an FA59. What was most fulfilling about this program to you so far?
So I'm only 1 year into my utilization, so I still have two left, not quite towards the end yet. But I anticipate transitioning to Title 10 AGR at some point before my utilization tour ends. As far as the most fulfilling part, I think two things. I've got five kids. I've been married for almost 20 years. My oldest just left the house.
Oh, congrats.
Going to Harvard, you can make that whatever you want. For me, I chose, and I don't regret it, to make that a very family-centric time. I went to my classes. I participated. I did everything that I need to do. But I didn't do a whole bunch of extracurricular stuff because you could spend more than 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in all the extracurriculars at Harvard. I did what I needed to do to get through the program, and I enjoyed every second of it. And I chose to take a lot of time with my family. And I built some great memories with my kids. My kids still want to move back up to Boston. They ask if that's, can we just move back there? My wife's like, can't you just go teach at Harvard? I'm like, it doesn't quite work that way. But that was probably our favorite. Of the transient places that we've lived that's not home, that's probably been our favorite. So on the personal note, that's been the most fulfilling, is just the amount of quality family time I was able to take during that year. Didn't have Army stuff to do, didn't have to wear a uniform, didn't have to shave or cut my hair. I did, because you know I like feeling clean shaven, but you don't have to. So that was fulfilling on the personal side. And then on the professional side, just being around so many important, prestigious people, just the name Harvard, you know, instills a sense of awe in me, certainly, especially even after having been there, it does. And then transitioning here and being able to have a high level impact here and having things that I write, you know, the director or the deputy director or one of the ADs, you know, I have a handwritten note from one of them on my locker. Hey, thank you for the paper that you wrote. So being able to have a high level impact far above, you know, my little 03 pay grade has been very fulfilling.
So, we kind of talked about this a little bit at the beginning, and that is the pathways here, right? Like, you know, it really seems to be that like the Harvard Strategist Program is a pathway to be like a Title 10 AGR, work in the Strategist Program. But you did mention there was utilization, minimum utilization tour. So do you have to become Title 10 AGR if you start to go through this program and decide it wasn't for you? Or what is that path? You know, what are the options, I guess?
So one of the primary things that I do in my portfolio here is manage the FA-59 accessions pathway.
Okay.
So our in-state is to fill our Title 10 AGR positions. We've got about 45 of them. They're all pretty much here in the capital region. And in order to fill each of those, or in order to keep those full, we have to have 6 people graduate from BSAP every year. We only get 6 seats.
Okay.
And so it's important that for those who go to BSAP, we are able to get 7, 8, 10 years out of them post BSAP in their career, both to be a good strategist, but also so that we keep our slots filled.
Yeah.
So to go to the Harvard program, it's not a hard and fast requirement that you transition to Title 10, but we strongly encourage it. To that end, if you're considering applying to the Harvard Strategist program, I would encourage you to come to our pre-BSAP class, which we do twice a year, and that will give you a good overview of what the FA-59 field is like,
okay,
what BSAP is going to be like. That's our other accessions pathway for everybody who doesn't go to Harvard, who wants to become an FA-59. That comes to our pre-BSAP class, and those who rise to the top of that class then get put on our order of merit list to then go to BSAP.
So you get to run both this pre-BSAP program, and you sat on the board for the Harvard Strategist program. You know, as a board member, what were some of the things you were looking for when you saw these applications come in that you know, made them stronger than others?
So I'll give you one example of something that we look for, and then one example of something that will kind of make us frown a little bit.
Okay.
So I'll start with the negative one. If you send in an application and it's very self-centered, this is me, I see myself, you really should consider me, like I must come to this program. If it's all about you, that kind of turns us off.
Okay.
Because, you know, Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, right? And that's the motto of the Kennedy School, ask what you can do. And so if your application is all about you, then it's kind of a turnoff for us. On the flip side, if your application is about how you want to make an impact in the world and has some specific goals and things to achieve that, that's a plus. To that end, one of the specific questions that's in the Army application, not the Harvard application, but the one to be selected for the Army, is a question about the knowledge, skills, and attributes of a strategist. And very rarely do we have anybody who sends in a packet who has actually looked up what those knowledge, skills, and attributes are. It's in DAPAM 600-3. So if you want your application to really stand out, look up DAPAM 600-3, look up the KSAs of a strategist, and then in your essay, show how you meet those exact KSAs.
Okay, that's a good bit of advice. That being said, do you have some advice that you would have given yourself, you know, looking back a couple years as you considered applying for this program? Or was there a great piece of advice that you received that kind of caused you to want to go down this path?
The one thing that I was concerned about in applying is, this is Harvard. Why in the world would they take me? Like, I'm a nobody. They're not going to take me into Harvard. The Army's not going to select me. Out of everybody in the entire National Guard, they choose one person. Why would it be me? But they did. So my advice would be, don't let the H word scare you. We don't receive enough applicants every year. We would like to receive more applicants so that our pool is more competitive. I'm not going to tell you how many applicants we get, but we want more.
Okay.
My personal goal is to get at least one from every state, each one of the 54 states and territories in DC. I want at least one applicant to the Harvard Strategist program from each of them. That way we can truly choose who deserves to go to Harvard. That being said, we haven't had that yet. So if you're thinking there's no way they're ever going to choose me, you never know. The worst that could happen is a no. So send in your application and we'll see what happens.
So that being said, you know, do you have any messages you would like to give out directly to the force as we close up the interview here today?
Sure. So if you are in the window, a senior captain, junior major, or even if you're a junior captain looking to make a strategic impact in the future, don't be afraid to apply to FA-59, either through pre-BSAP or through the Harvard Strategist program, or do both, right? So we are always looking for very smart, very good people to come join our team and make a strategic impact on the organization. So if you're in that window and you think that sounds right for you, then apply. Send in your application. We take more FA-59s than we do Harvard strategists, but we take both. So please, send it in.
Well, you heard it here. Thank you, sir, for coming on.
Thank you very much.
If you would like more information on any of the topics discussed today, please visit our social media pages and the links below. Tune in to Leaders Recon over the next few weeks as we bring in today's leaders and pioneers to discuss their experiences, share their wisdom, and help you grow as a leader. If you like this episode of Leaders Recon, please don't forget to subscribe below and leave us a 5-star review. You can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.